This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here in Central Texas, you do not have to face a serious illness alone. Hospice Austin can help. Here to talk about Hospice Austin and the services they provide is Melinda Marble. She's a communications coordinator for Hospice Austin. Online, you can find out more information at hospiceaustin.org. Melinda, I appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about the organization. What is Hospice Austin and what is the mission there at Hospice Austin?
Mission is to care for everyone who needs our services, who has a terminal illness with a life expectancy of 6 months or less if the illness runs its expected course.
And how long has Hospice Austin been in operation here in Central Texas?
40 years. We got our start in 1979 and served our first patient in 1980. Right about this time, the hospice movement was coming to the United States. It originated in the UK. And it was started by a group of concerned citizens and a young oncologist named John Sandbach, who was concerned that pretty much virtually every death was happening in the hospital. And they just wanted kind of a kinder, gentler way to pass in the company of loved ones.
What service area does Hospice Austin, is it just the city of? Is it Central Texas? Is it Travis County?
It's Central Texas. We cover Travis, Williamson, Hayes, Caldwell, and Bastrop County.
And are there eligibility requirements for the services?
No, they're not, other than you need to have a life-limiting illness with a life expectancy of 6 months or less. It doesn't matter what your disease is. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter, you know, your gender, your race, anything like that. It doesn't matter if you have insurance or if you don't. We take care of everybody. And we're able to do this in large part because of donations that we receive. We're a nonprofit hospice. There's a lot of hospices in the area now, and they're for-profit. We have retained our nonprofit status, which means that all of the funding that we receive goes back into our programs to help our patients and their families instead of going to, you know, shareholders or owners or investors or something like that. So we can provide a lot more. We have an inpatient facility called Hospice Austin's Christopher House. And when people have symptoms that can't be controlled at home, they can go there. Most of our patients are cared for in their homes or in their assisted living or nursing or memory care facility.
And what kind of services are we talking about?
Everyone who comes on our services cared for by a team. And the model for hospice is that that people are cared for in the place that they call home by the people that, by their families and their loved ones. So we come in and every patient has a nurse, a social worker, a chaplain, a nurse's aide, and a volunteer if they want one. And those the team makes visits during the day, and but the primary care is provided by the family.
And again, this is so people who are terminally ill, they don't have to spend the remaining days in a hospital. Hopefully, they can do it at home. Is the idea?
Right. Yeah, that's the idea. That I mean, and it's really successful, and it's really an honor to care for someone. It's an honor for staff, and it's an honor for family. I know I've cared for several family members myself, and I've also had family members die in the hospital, and it is really a privilege to be able to spend those days with your loved one.
And Melinda, it's got to be extremely difficult work for the staff there at Hospice Austin. And I say that just because I had a hard time just looking at your website in anticipation of our conversation. For me, it's extremely difficult to think about, and I'm just, you know, asking you questions about it. I can only imagine what it's like for the staff.
I think it does take a special person to do this. I mean, not that we're particularly special, but
I think you're pretty special.
One of the qualifications. So many of us have had personal experiences, you know, and we're all going to die, and our loved ones are going to die.
Sure.
And so how can you make that the most beautiful, meaningful experience that it can be? I mean, right now we're caring for COVID-19 patients also.
Sure.
And which took a lot of courage on the part of our staff. We formed this COVID-19 response team. And we had staff volunteer to be on it in order to keep our other patients and our other staff members safe. And they have just gone out. And now all of our staff are caring for COVID-19 patients since we have a lot more PPE. But these patients, some of them decide to stay in the hospital, and some of them decide that they want to die at home when it really looks like they're not going to survive the disease.
Sure.
And so we're able to bring them home, and they're able to spend their last days with their family.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Melinda Marble. She's communications coordinator for Hospice Austin. You can find out more information about it at hospiceaustin.org. Let's talk about the children, because I know you provide services not just for adults and coronavirus patients, but also children. Can you talk about the care that the children, this is people under the age of 21, that they receive at Hospice Austin?
We do. Yes, we do. And of course, those are some of the most emotionally difficult cases to deal with. But we do have a specialized pediatric hospice program, and that's staffed by doctors and nurses and other team members who really specialize in caring for children. You know, children aren't just miniature adults, and they have their own unique needs, and their cases tend to be really complex and really expensive. They're able to get concurrent curative therapies along with hospice, which is unlike adults. You're not really able to do that as an adult. You sort of have to choose, do I want to keep trying for something no matter how futile it may be or low of the chances it may be, or do I want to go into hospice care? Fortunately, with kids, parents don't have to face that attention, that decision.
We've been talking about the services you provide for the patients, but you also provide other services for other people in the family, right? You provide services for caregivers. Can you talk about that? What kind of support do you provide for caregivers there at Hospice Austin?
Well, we do have a lot of support for the caregivers and for the family. In fact, we view them as really a part of the team. And so this is kind of a small example, but so my husband had cancer, and I had already worked for Hospice Austin for 10 or 12 years. And so he eventually went on our service, and a social worker came out, and she said to him, "So, how do you feel about dying?" And I was kind of shocked and really pleased that she asked that, because he was able to talk to her about that. And that wasn't something that I had felt comfortable asking him, even working where I work.
Right.
And being around this every day. You know, so we really create a safe space to have these conversations. We do a lot of training with families, like how to provide care. We have, we provide a lot of bereavement support after someone dies. We have individual counseling and support groups that are online right now. We have a free camp for children. So after my husband died, my daughter went to this program, Camp Braveheart, and she didn't want to go, but then she loved it. I mean, that's the thing. Most kids, they don't really want to go because they think it's going to be sad, and then it's just wonderful, and they're able to meet other kids just like them who have lost parents or siblings or, you know, someone close to them. And we also have a program. We have Austin Palliative Care, it's called. And this is a palliative care program. So if someone has longer than 6 months to live, say they've got a chronic progressive disease, but they may have 2 years to live, they can go on to this program and they get support from physicians and nurses and nurse practitioners that just kind of make sure that they're feeling as good as they can feel during treatment. So the disease might cause them symptoms and treatment might cause them symptoms. And palliative care doctors just make sure that they just look at the whole picture, not just at the disease.
And what about advanced care planning? Do you offer assistance with that? And for anybody who doesn't know, what is advanced care planning and why is that important?
It's really critical right now. And yes, we have a program called the GIFT Project. It's giving instructions for tomorrow. And advanced care planning is just thinking about what you might want if there comes a time, if you get sick or if you get in an accident and you're not able to tell doctors what you want. So it's kind of thinking like, okay, if I've got COVID-19, how long, would I want to be on a ventilator? How long would I want to be on a ventilator? And would I want to die in a hospital? Would I want to die at home? Just kind of thinking about your values and what you might want and having those discussions with loved ones and then filling out your advanced directives.
Yeah, I guess it's maybe important to make those decisions while you can convey them to somebody else, because at some point, maybe you won't be able to make those wishes known depending on your circumstances.
That's right. And it really is such a gift to your family because so often there's adult children who are arguing about what mom or dad might want, and it's very, they have very different opinions. So it's really a kind thing to do, is to think about it and let your family know ahead of time what you want so they're not guessing.
And Melinda, with the last, say, 90 seconds we've got left, let's talk about how Austin can help Hospice Austin with what you do. Are we talking about donations or volunteers or maybe a combination of the two? What is it that Central Texas can do to help you help Central Texas in the last kind of stages of their lives?
Well, what people can certainly do is volunteer with us and donate. Amplify Austin is coming up, and that's on March 3rd and 4th. And we welcome donations through Amplify Austin or through our website anytime. And those donations really do give us the power to serve everyone who needs us, regardless of their ability to pay. So we provided $1.2 million in charity care last year. So every penny counts, that's for sure.
And Melinda, with the last 30 seconds, I'll give you the last word. What is it we didn't get a chance to get to today before we run out of time? What would you like to say to Austin and Central Texas about Hospice Austin?
I would just really like to thank everyone for their support for our agency. So many people think that there's one hospice and there's just a bunch of different branches like the Red Cross, and that they're all nonprofit. And that's not the case. And we have so many people who are just our champions and helping explain what we do and the services we provide and how you can really take control at the end of your life. You know, we put so much thought into how our children are going to be born, and we develop plans, and we have everything down pat. But, you know, leaving the world is just as important. And so the time to think about it really is before you get sick.
That's Melinda Marble. She's Communications Coordinator, Hospice Austin. You can find out more information at hospiceaustin.org. Melinda, I appreciate you joining us today here on Inside Austin.
Well, thank you so much for having us and giving us a chance to talk about Hospice Austin. We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.